The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, we are the circumcision, we who worship through the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus and do not put our confidence in flesh, although I myself have grounds for confidence even in the flesh. For if anyone else thinks he can be confident in the flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, an observance of the law, a Pharisee. In zeal I persecuted the church, in righteousness based on the law, I was blameless. But whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. The word of the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them." So Jesus addressed a parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost." And just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see the example of Jesus on how to live life, right? Jesus ate with sinners and drank with sinners. Why? To convert them. If you and I are only worried about our own salvation, we're going to hell. It's just that simple. The way we bring in ourselves to heaven is by God's grace and by us being more concerned about other people than we are about ourselves. It's this myopic focusing on me and what I need, and that's ultimately religious and spiritual selfishness that damn us forever. We'll hate heaven because in heaven we love each other forever. We need to do what Jesus did. He ate and drank with sinners, right? I said in my feed this morning, "Now go and do the same." And I'm sure, give me an hour, and we'll have all these comments. "You're telling me to eat and drink with sinners?" Yes, I am. And don't be surprised if someone hears my homily today and they know you and they call you and want to have dinner with you. Just a thought. That's the reality. That what we do is, when we do that, we don't become sinners with them. That's not the point of this. If we become sinners with them, then that's not of God. We eat and drink with sinners to save them, so we can bring them home, that we can sit there and do what we need to do to get them to heaven. And when we do that, the angels in heaven rejoice. So today, give something for the angels to rejoice about. Bring the sinners home. Begin by eating and drinking with them. You'll feel right at home. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.